with such a commission. And that is the reason for the suggestion of this language.
Speak them all.
I think the amendment's a good one. There's no reason that we should exclude municipal corporations from entering into common management agreement. I move the amendment on page 4, line 11.
Is there an objection? Hearing none, it's ordered.
Page 4, line 24, I think the amendment's a technical one that brings it into conformity with the other changes we made in the bill, we look at, there's a new section here that we hit line 16 through 20, which was included by motion in the last committee meeting on the bill, to make clear that the managing agencies, the line agencies that normally are the appropriate agencies that have the management responsibility today or new ones to be created in the future, would continue to be the, have the day-to-day responsibility for management of the lands, common management lands under the classification of the commission. I think the section that's drafted by staff does that, and the word managers now on line 24 is out of context with the rest of the bill, and I would move that we adopt the amendment on page 4, line 24.
Is there an objection? Hearing none, it's ordered.
Well, no, we've got another one on line 24, which is a substantial one. Perhaps you could comment on that, Mr. Hawkins.
Mr. Chairman, no, I don't have a comment on that, Mr. Malone. Perhaps that was explained.
Yes. And speaking of Mr. Katz, he suggested that all land in the state derives from an act of Congress, the ownership thereof. And just by leaving this clause under the act, an act of Congress may cause some potential problems with the land in successive owners of the land, which may complicate the issue in some manner.
What you're pointing out is language could be confusing after 3 or 4 transfers.
Right.
That makes sense to me. Mr. Chairman, I'll move the amendment to delete the words under an act of Congress on line 24, page 4.
Is there an objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Page 4, line 26, we have another proposed amendment. Perhaps we have Mr. Hawkins comment on it.
It just broadens the effect of exemption, Mr. Chairman, and just elaborates on the exemption that's proposed.
Speak them all.
Yeah, a question on that. We have a provision in this same section, if the land is withdrawn before the minimum 5-year period, all the property taxes on the land which would otherwise have been payable shall be due at the time the land is withdrawn. Now, it's not proposed to delete that language, so assessment, at least to me, basically means the appraisal for tax purposes. Now, maybe it's used in another context here. We have maybe it's used in terms of assessment of it, you know,
from property.
in terms of levy rather than assessment, but how is it supposed to work? Does anybody have an explanation why? I don't understand how it broadens the thing. It seems to me, what I'm saying is this, suppose you have a local government taxing jurisdiction, and here comes some land that's yanked out of the management authority, and the taxes are due on it. Then they would have to go back and reconstruct what taxes would have been due during the previous 2, 3, 4, 5 years, or 1, 2, 3, or 4 years, and do that retrospectively, maintaining an assessment of the value of the land, but not issuing a tax bill, or maybe just a memo billing. It would be very simple then to compute the tax at the time the land was drawn.
I defer to your understanding of that, but I would ask George Brown if that had been explained. Assessment have been broadened for you.
The only other thing possibly it could be, I suppose that it must then, since the other one doesn't make any sense, is assessment for special improvements. Like suppose somebody puts a water line along the land, but perhaps couldn't put it on the land without the consent of the commission. Certainly not without the consent of the owner, except under eminent domain. But it must refer to special assessments that otherwise be due, which are separate from the tax. Tax is something that you just pay up or else, and a special assessment you're able to get something back for that. Not necessarily true for the tax. Maybe we can come back to that. On line 28, we've got delete management insert classification, and I guess that's the idea is to make it conforming with the other changes, and to that respect, it's in order. It might make more sense to delete both words management authority and insert the words delete all three words, the commission's management authority, and insert common management area. How would that strike you, Mr. Austin?
Mr. Chairman, that satisfies the purpose of that.
Sharon, I'd so move.
You're an objection. Hearing none, so ordered.
Going on the amendment then on page 5, lines 12 through 17. Would place the funding of the commission on an annual basis, on a calendar year basis rather than a fiscal year basis. I think. think that's what the intent of it is.
Well, that would be.
Right?
If I may, the intent of that was to change the annual reporting requirement of the commission from a fiscal year basis to an annual basis or calendar year basis. The state and federal governments both have different fiscal years. And this was just to provide a single base for.
Single reporting period.
Right.
Mr. Chairman, there are probably two ways we can handle this. We can change our fiscal year. Or, you know, adopt a calendar reporting period as proposed. Might be some good reasons to consider the former course of action. But since that's outside the scope of this legislation, I would move the amendment for page 5, lines 12 through 17.
Is there an objection?
This is going to go on to the next amendment. The last recommendation before you, after you go past the one marked technical assistance. Frankly, it's not one I'm prepared to address at this time. It probably is in order, but I haven't had any time to study the feasibility of the last amendment that's proposed, or how it would possibly affect other sections of the legislation. So just considering the one on technical assistance, and that is proposed to be included under the incentive section, or as a new section?
As a new section following the section on tax exemptions.
And it would allow, in addition to the tax break, it would provide that state agencies could provide on municipal or private lands the things that are set out here, right, for free if they decide that that's what they should do.
Speak them on.
Yeah, I think generally the cost to the state in doing that for municipal lands, of course, would probably be fairly low compared with other state lands. Where you'd run into high costs would be in the case of lands granted to the corporations under the Claims Act, large landowners. But I think that the idea is consistent with the landowner basically giving up the immediate use of the land, and in some ways it's a lot better offer than, in terms, I suppose, of philosophy, than the tax break, because the tax break has some elements of coercion in it, but this doesn't. And I think it probably should put it in the bill. I would move that we add a new section providing for the technical assistance following 4145-100.
Is there an objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chairman?
Speaker Malone?
We go back for a minute to page 4, line 26, and we have a suggested amendment after tax, insert the word or assessment. If that amendment were adopted in the context of being an amendment, a special assessment for capital improvements, probably then we want to consider the assumption of that assessment by the landowner if the land is withdrawn before the minimum 5-year period. That'd be something like the rules of the game. Put the land in and they can't, you know, those projects are planned in advance. Somebody's going to put a sewer line down a road, something like that, and the assessment envisioned against the property is $500,000. So quick, the landowner runs and goes, puts the land into common management, and 2 years later, the improvements are all in, and there's a fat market for the land. So he pulls it back out again. Well, it seems to me it would be fair at that time that he'd settle up for the assessment. Anybody have any comments on that?
Mr. Chairman, my understanding of the special assessment was, as a special assessment for capital improvements, rather than as the other variety of assessments that that the speaker first identified. And is the following line of, if the land is withdrawn from the cooperative management area before the minimum 5-year period, then all property taxes or assessments foregone. Is that the language? Is that the addition that you wish to make?
Well, Mr. Chairman, what I was referring to in my last set of remarks, I guess I'm not too clear sometimes, is that we've got amendment page 4, line 26. It must, to make any sense, be talking about special assessments for capital improvements, but there isn't conforming language in the section on early takeout of the land. And whether there was some reason for not including that amendment as well, if there is, then I would like to hear it before, you know, making a decision on it.
There was no reason for not including that. I think the point you raised is a good one, and the language in that second line should follow.
Sure. Speaker Malone.
Yeah, I'll make a motion, then, Mr. Chairman, that on page 4, line 26, we, after the word tax, we insert the following language: or special assessment for capital improvements, and on page 4, line 29, we insert the following language: or special assessments for capital improvements after the word taxes.
An objection. own sword. Is that all we have?
Think of all.
I just want for the question of Mr. Hawkins.
Did Mr. Holsworth have additional specific recommendations regarding to the bill itself? I mean, language changes.
No, sir. He did not.
Mr. Chairman, since we don't have a quorum right now, then what I'd like to do with your consent, or consent of the committee, Mr. Chairman, would be to have the agency of George get us a new draft incorporating the latest set of amendments and schedule a bill at your convenience for a final consideration by the committee as to whether or not they want to report the bill out of committee without further changes.
How about Thursday?
Whenever it's fine.
That'll be okay.
Uh-huh. Sure.
But, Mr. Chairman, I suggest that we take no further testimony or amendments on the legislation. The reason being is that any bill can be constantly refined, but I think that over the last year, in particular over the last 2 months, that most of the problems of, you know, all, in fact, all the substantial ones have been identified and resolved. There might be good ideas that yet could be incorporated in the bill, but they could be considered by other committees.
Is there any more to come before the committee? None will be adjourned.
Don't forget the word input.